Under cover of darkness tonight, Israeli troops pulled out of Bethlehem. Israel will turn over security duties to the Palestinian Authority in Bethlehem and the Gaza Strip, and the Israelis say the Palestinian security forces must show they can rein in militants before more Israeli troops are removed from other Palestinian areas. This is shaping up to be another major test for Yasser Arafat and his Palestinian Authority. NPR's Anne Gerrels is in Jerusalem. Anne, what's the situation in Bethlehem tonight?
Well, the Israeli troops are on the outskirts of the town now. There weren't, in fact, that many inside Bethlehem, though at any moment they could sweep in and force when necessary to carry out searches and arrests. There's no curfew in the city, and Palestinian officials are meeting to figure out what their next moves are.
Why these two Palestinian cities, Gaza and Bethlehem? Why were they chosen for the pullout?
Well, the Gaza Strip is essentially fenced off from Israel, and while militant groups are active there, there have been no suicide bombers to come out of Gaza. Israeli troops have not completely occupied Gaza, though it's fair to say they control it, and the Palestinian security forces remain largely intact there. That's going to be a phased withdrawal. Israel hasn't given a timetable for that yet. As for Bethlehem, it's maybe you could say the most tractable of the seven Palestinian cities currently occupied by the Israelis in the West Bank. All the 75 suicide bombers have come from the West Bank, but very few from Bethlehem.
Now, the Israelis are saying that Palestinians must show they can maintain security in Gaza and Bethlehem. Flesh that out a bit for us. What does that mean exactly?
Well, that's a good question. The bottom line is stop Palestinians from attacking Israelis, something Israeli troops with all their power haven't been able to do. And frankly, the Palestinian police are now in a pretty desperate situation. The Israelis said they were often abetting the terrorists in the past, but even with the best will in the world, now they don't have much to work with. In the spring, Israeli troops reduced their headquarters in Bethlehem to a pile of rubble. Most of their vehicles and equipment were destroyed. Many policemen took part in attacks on Israeli troops when they entered Bethlehem, and many were arrested or killed. Since the reoccupation of Bethlehem in June, those security forces who weren't rounded up earlier haven't appeared in uniform on the streets. Egypt and Jordan are sending experts to help train a revamped Palestinian security force, but that's going to take time.
What about the militant organizations, Hamas, Islamic Jihad? What's their position on this pullout?
They've immediately rejected even a limited cessation of their fight against the Israelis, leaving the Palestinian Authority in the position of now having to clamp down on these groups. And it's not clear what Israel will consider enough. And what happens if there's an attack from Bethlehem or the Gaza Strip, despite Palestinian efforts? Yasser Arafat's new interior minister said today, if the Israeli occupation continues, it will essentially be the militants' fault. Now, that's an effort to get a very weary Palestinian public behind him and against the militants. But even tonight, the governor of Bethlehem conceded, there are really, he said, limited chances for success.
So it is a test for Yasser Arafat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you might say he's being set up, but it's a test.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Gerrels speaking to us from Jerusalem.